W2DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A new look for the Democratic primary in 2024. The party voting at its winter meeting in Philadelphia Saturday to move South Carolina's primary first in a plan endorsed by President Biden, who won the state in 2020, which helped revive his campaign. American ships now working to collect the wreckage of a Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. A U.S. jet shot down the balloon after it floated over the U.S. for several days.
One of the things that we do know is that U.S. military officials had been adamant that they did not want to take this balloon out over any populated areas. So the safest course of action was to shoot it down over waters of the coast of Carolina, which extending 12 miles out are U.S. territorial waters.
ABC's Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez. No winner in Saturday's $700 million Powerball drawing. Monday's drawing worth an estimated $747 million. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News. Newly obtained documents reveal warnings went unheeded before a six-year-old boy allegedly shot his first-grade teacher at a Virginia elementary school last month.
Behavioral issues were identified in the months before a six-year-old boy at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, intentionally shot his teacher, 25-year-old Abby Zwerner. WVEC, the ABC News TV affiliate in Norfolk, obtaining a November email thread between the teacher and school administrators. After several behavioral issues, Werner writing she didn't feel comfortable returning the boy to class. After a school conference with the boy's dad, a plan put in place to have a parent in class with the boy while at school. The family saying the week of the shooting was the first that they were not in class with him, an absence they say they'll regret for the rest of their lives. Dave Packer, ABC News.
No winner in Saturday night's $700 million Powerball drawing. That means Monday's drawing worth an estimated $747 million, making it the ninth largest prize in U.S. Lotto history. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You will. One day the world will be a wave of anger and hate, but that is not the way. What I crave is killing me, I kiss the cold reality. What I crave is killing me, I kiss the cold reality.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually
from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005, and we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker, you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up, some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
goes to all the folks that they don't understand. Cause they'll get around, we don't see eye to eye. And if you say things that once I might curl up and die, say hey, say no. If you say yes, better keep it low. I can't save you, but I'll try. I'll stop you running through the night. But they won't wait around, yes, they'll hang you high. You'll be giving up quick, I say.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh,
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A new look for the Democratic primary in 2024. The party voting at its winter meeting in Philadelphia Saturday to move South Carolina's primary first in a plan endorsed by President Biden, who won the state in 2020, which helped revive his campaign. American ships now working to collect the wreckage of a Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. A U.S. jet shot down the balloon after it floated over the U.S. for several days.
One of the things that we do know is that U.S. military officials had been adamant that they did not want to take this balloon out over any populated areas. So the safest course of action was to shoot it down over waters of the coast of Carolina, which extending 12 miles out are U.S. territorial waters.
ABC's Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez. No winner in Saturday's $700 million Powerball drawing. Monday's drawing worth an estimated $747 million. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
People don't fear you may be missing out. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Most of them are named Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most of them are named Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
This is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people.
Not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Carbellion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max Inc. Heavy. Coming before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max Inc. Heavy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
Jars, that is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me. Rocker, you've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide across Wisconsin. We'll be back next week with more Max Inc. Radio and more Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Have a good night.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.